It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Tomorrow marks what would have been the 100th birthday of the choreographer Merce Cunningham. In the lead-up to this day, his impact in the world of dance has been examined through a series of performances, lectures, and film screenings throughout the city over the last several weeks. And then tomorrow night, those commemorations continue with Night of 100 Solos at BAM and at locations in London and Los Angeles. Joining us now to preview the event, WNYC dance critic Marina Harz. Marina, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So let's start with Cunningham himself. Tell us more about him and why he's so important to dance.
Yeah, Merce Cunningham, for 50 years he had a company that sort of reinvented modern dance, basically. Mm-hmm. He started with Martha Graham as a dancer, and then he started his own company, and he really went in a completely different direction, a direction that I think has led towards the kind of conceptual dance that we are still exploring today. He really changed a lot of the conventions of dance, including the connection between dance and music. Mm-hmm. He consider them to be independent factors. So he created his dances in silence and only added music at the very last moment, which is a very different experience.
And his dances are known for dancers to be really difficult, right?
Yes, they're extraordinarily difficult, in part because he really changed the way that dance steps are connected to other dance steps by using elements of chance. So before he went into the studio, he would use dice or the I Ching, and he would roll the dice and decide this will determine what step comes after what other step, what direction should they be moving, what should the upper body and the lower body be doing. So as you can imagine, the coordination and the logic is extraordinarily complex.
And how would you describe his legacy?
Well, I think, as I said, he was really the bridge between a more traditional, emotion-driven modern dance and a more conceptual, experimentalist approach to dance that has dominated since the 60s. Several of his dancers and students went on to take part in Judson Dance Theater, which we've just been celebrating through the MoMA exhibit. And so they went a step further to question what is dance itself. But that process of really thinking about the elements of dance started with Cunningham.
Now, when he died, his company was disbanded. Why was that, and how has his dances lived on?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the things that all of these companies founded by a great creative mind face, is that when the choreographer dies, what do you do? You will have no more new works by that choreographer. So how do you go on into the future? So every company is facing it in a different way.
So let's talk about this event at BAM tomorrow night, Night of 100 Solos. What's this going to be like?
So the Merce Cunningham Trust, which now controls the licensing of the works and teaches it to other companies, has had this really interesting idea of creating an evening of solos from across the Cunningham repertory and teaching it to a new generation of dancers. And they're doing it not just in New York, but also in LA and in London. And then they're recombining them in a sort of collage. So it's a way of experiencing his work in a completely new combination.
And there'll be other events in the weeks ahead, right?
Yes. So, as you said, they're going at this commemoration of Cunningham in different ways. The 100 Solos is the epic event. At the Joyce, what is happening is that three different companies are bringing three different works. One of them is from France. It's the Compagnie CNDC, which is now directed by a former Cunningham dancer, Robert Swinston. And they're doing Suite for Five, which is a very beautiful early piece. And then we've got Ballet West and Washington Ballet doing other pieces. So then you have also an investigation of the legacy of Merce Cunningham, and that is happening at the Skirball in a program called In Conversation with Merce. And there you've got contemporary choreographers sort of responding to their experience and their thoughts about Merce Cunningham. So it's not direct, you know, a direct recreation of Merce Cunningham, but a conversation with his work.
And you can find more information about these events at WNYC.org. Marina Harz is WNYC's dance critic and regularly writes for The New Yorker and The New York Times. Marina, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.